You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Glory Hole Radio Network, gloryholeradio.com.
This is part two of Robert Kelly and Ari Shaffir.
You know what, dude?
So now do you go with Rogan all the time?
No, a bunch though.
Does he ask you, or do you ask him?
He asks me, unless there's something I specifically really, really want to do. If there's some club I've never played that I really, really want to,
right?
Or some tail in a city,
and he'll just call you up and be like, "Let's go."
He's like, "What are you doing next Tuesday?"
And then now, does he take care of your hotel and flight?
Flight and hotel.
And does he pay you too?
Yeah, pays me pretty well. It pays me about what I'd make as like the lowest level headliner at a place.
Really?
Yeah. And then he pays for everything while you're there. He doesn't let you touch your wallet.
Really?
Yeah. He's like, "We're going to steak." There's no like Paulie would be like, make us eat at more expensive places. And then like, "You guys can cover the tip." Like, that's $14. I couldn't afford that. I wanted to go to Subway. You know, but he just never broke. He's like, "No, that's fine. It's fine."
That's fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
That's fucking
sick. Paulie was the worst. If he covered that, Paulie was the worst.
Really?
Yeah. He's gotten a little better, but God damn it, he was fucking just unsympathetic to the poor man's cause.
Yeah, I mean, Dane was good to me too. I mean,
yeah, some guys just say like, "I'll let you open, but you gotta fly right out here and the club will pay you whatever they pay you."
Well, there's some guys that pay. I mean, I'm not, I think I heard what's his name, the fuck is his name, the fucking bald guy, can't touch anything, Deal or No Deal.
Oh yeah, Howie Mandel.
I heard he's real cheap.
Really? I bet.
Yeah, like 400, 500 bucks
for like,
yeah, just to open for him. Like they're very places. Cheap. Yeah, very cheap. I mean, Dane was good to me on that last tour. I mean, we were fucking flying in a G5 private jet.
That must have been crazy.
That was fucking,
that was a different way to travel.
It was pretty nuts. You've been on those with Rogan?
No.
You never went
on
one?
He's been on the Zuffa jets. I've never been on those.
Oh, you never get, uh-uh. So how do you get out there?
Who get out there?
Do you guys fly out together?
Yeah, he gets in his contract, he gets a free companion ticket everywhere.
Right.
And a free companion hotel room. So we started doing these, like he'd be like, "Hey, you want to come to the fights and we're Omaha this week?"
Right.
And so he'd do the weigh-ins on Friday and then we'd just hang around and play pool or something. But then I was like, "Why don't you fucking call somebody, get us some guest spots?" Or like, you're big enough where you can have somebody call or get us booked somewhere.
Right.
So we started doing those shows, you know, on like the night of the weigh-ins.
Right. But, which is genius.
Yeah, it's great. It's like you're already there.
Fuck. Because people didn't know he was a comic.
Yeah.
He went from news radio to Fear Factor.
Yeah, no comedy on Fear Factor.
Nothing. Yeah. And then UFC. Yeah. And he was one of the funniest guys on the fucking planet, in my opinion.
Yeah, nobody knew.
Loved Joe Rogan. And then he fucking, nobody knew he was a comic.
Yeah.
And now it's perfect. Now everybody knows. And it's because of those fucking, he would do those, the UFC fans.
Yeah, he would do those shows. Yeah, it really got to them.
Would come in and
all the fighters came out too. They started to get to know me that way. So it's like I could be real cool with a bunch of them.
Right.
You'd see like, you know, a month later you'd be at the next one at the weigh-ins and BJ Penn would be like, "Hey man, you're really funny."
Right. That's
tell you, it's like, it's just cool. Everyone's like laid back with you.
That's a dream of mine.
Yeah.
That's my dream, to have BJ Penn go, "Dude, you're really funny.
Yeah, it's sort of cool.
Come train with me in fucking ELO."
How long would you last at his training camp before just quitting?
Fucking as long as he would.
Because he barely ever trains. Like, "Hey, BJ, I'm here. I'm only here for a week. We can get to this or not."
Yeah, let's get a rock and walk underwater. But
those videos.
Oh my God! It's like I used to like, say
he jumps out of the pool, just jumps out, with his legs.
Well, that's when people would say, "Well, what's your pick for the fight on BJ?" I'd be like, "All right, did he train with Mav Marinovich, where he's doing that crazy shit and jumping out of the pool and balancing on a fucking racquetball, or was he jumping off a rock into a pool of water?"
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, walking under the water 20 feet with a rock. If he was doing that, then he's not going to win.
Yeah.
If he's really
it's
training.
Not Rambo. There's no weird, not Rambo, fucking Stallone.
Yeah, Rocky. Four.
Yeah, where he's lifting up weird shit that got left over, like hose and stuff that were just left out over the winter.
Yeah.
If I can pick this up, I can beat this Drago.
Yeah, you see him after training eating a Moco Loco, fucking rice and spam and a hamburger with egg on it. It's like, yeah, you're not going to win.
There's no chance.
No.
Exactly.
Nah, it's not.
Do you need extra pineapple on this thing?
Yeah. Frankie Edgar was just fighting an underground fight club in Jersey just to train for you. But you get this backstage with, and I've seen you at a couple of them. I went to a couple of them with Norton.
Yeah, he gets a really good tickets, Norton. He gets the straight UFC tickets.
Yeah, he gets fucking great UFC. What's funny, too, is that I knew so much about it the first time we went.
And he didn't really know?
Well, he was a fan.
Yeah.
He loved it, but he didn't know much about it. He knew basic stuff, who was on, you know, guys.
Oh, yeah, I remember seeing you guys both at the weigh-in once.
Yeah, we were at the UFC 100, I think it was, and we were at the one where Rampage lost the belt to Forrest.
Nice.
And, but I had to run around and, you know.
I was at that one.
I was like, oh, that's Shogun. Is he good?
Telling him.
Yeah, he's really good. All right, that's Machida. Yeah. He's
Do you like being that guy?
I didn't know, because you know why I liked it? Because Norton really wanted to know.
Oh, so you had someone like looking at you for information?
Yeah, he really wanted to know who these guys were, and I knew who they were, basically. Yeah. I mean, I know more like a fan, you know. I'm not like Rogan level. Where I know,
but you know, like, that guy's better at striking. He came up with his coach, and that's a notoriously bad at jabs or whatever.
Yeah, I don't watch it. Going live was awesome. One of the best experiences ever. The only thing I missed was listening to Goldberg and Rogan.
Yeah,
the commentator.
Break it down.
Yeah, because you learn so much from him. He's like, all right, you know, he's picking his leg up. If he's trying to hold that leg, if he gets, you know, if that leg
gets, guard is wide open, he can pass anytime he wants. And you're like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah,
like, when you know.
Yeah, when Hendo was fighting. Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
We were there.
Yeah.
But when I watched it.
Yeah, you could hear him going, he is not going left or something like that.
He keeps going to his right, and that's Hendo's power.
Yeah. He keeps running into his power. Yeah, he kept saying that.
He goes, he's gonna get him.
Yeah.
And then he did. Boom. One of the greatest knockouts ever.
And then that
ever.
Extra punch.
And did you see the photo?
Flew down. What, with him just in the air?
He's in the air, coming down.
On an already knocked out Michael Bisping.
Ugh, and his toes were curled. Like he was getting fucked in the ass with pantyhose on.
I like those good seats.
Yeah, those are fucking great.
They have those headphones now you can rent for like $10. You can listen to Goldberg and Rogan.
No shit.
Yeah.
I didn't even know. Yeah, Is that new?
It's like a year old. First few times it was like... It's choppy, but then I've heard it's fine now. Sounds great.
I would definitely do that. Yeah, because that actually makes the fight so much better.
You can't really hear the interviews. You can hear Rogan after the interviews, but the guys that are breathing hard, you can't really hear them. At home, you can always hear them perfectly.
Yeah.
But there, it's like, I don't even hear what they say.
Have you ever had any like fucked up things happen at the UFCs?
What do you mean?
Any weird shit that you're like, oh, shit.
Like some shit's about to go down.
Yeah.
The first time I met Keith Jardine, you remember him?
Yeah.
He was in there for a while. It was when the weigh-ins were like not a big thing at all.
Yeah.
I remember Rogan like doing them in like Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Right.
And like the tap out guys came in. He just stopped. It was, hey, it's tap out guys. And it was like all the fighters and the trainers were right there, and then like 20 fans.
Really?
Yeah. He goes, all right, I almost brought you up just to fuck around.
No shit.
Like, no one was there. It just didn't really matter. It turned into a big thing where everybody goes to him now.
Right.
But Keith Jardine came up to me, and he was like, he's scary looking. He's got that weird eye and that weird goatee.
Right.
And so he goes, excuse me. So I, like, moved out of his way because I was sort of, like, oddly scared by all those guys.
Yeah.
And then he goes, like, no, excuse me. And I'm like, well, he goes, are you the amazing racist? But, like, no smile at all.
Really?
Yeah. And it was just, like, some weird pause for, like, a while.
Are you the amazing racist?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was like, and I kind of looked around, and I was like this, and I was like, yeah. And he goes, oh, cool, I love that. And I was like, okay, okay, that's good. And then he just shook my hand and walked away.
Dude, the
amazing, we became friends. Yeah, it's
fucking
amazing.
Brilliant, dude. If you cocksuckers don't know what to say, you have to go check that out.
YouTube takes them down.
They do?
Yeah, they take the Mexican one down.
Well, can't you put that up on your own website?
I did put it up on my own. I got to put it up on a website on my own, on a different server.
Dude, if you got the amazing racist website, shit, I shouldn't even have said it because you know.
Somebody's already got it.
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
But so what are you doing now, dude? I mean, now you're kind of blowing up a little bit.
I feel lately it's like stuff's going a little better.
Yeah.
Off podcasts, I think, mostly.
Well, I think, but, you know, people are getting to know you now. I mean, people know you from the shows. People know you from your pod. You have your own podcast,
uh-huh.
which is
Skeptic Tank.
Yeah, I've listened to it. It's on Rogan's thing, right?
It's on the Death Squad channel.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
The Death Squad channel.
Yeah.
It's fucking cool.
It's like six of us, Tom Segura and Tripoli. It's like everyone has a show on there.
I'm on the Glory Hole Network.
The Glory Hole Network?
Yeah.
Is it? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's nice. me, Jim Florentine.
Nice.
And the Jersey Jerks.
What, the Jerky Boys?
No, the Jersey Jerks. It's a podcast. These guys from, I think they're in Philly. But they're fucking idiots.
They just call themselves the Jersey Jerks.
Yeah, they're pretty funny guys. And then the Glory Hole, which is a funny one. There's
Those networks are the weird, cool new thing where it's like, it's just a whole station of stuff that's kind of like-minded.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, I just actually went on 2 weeks ago. This guy just called me up. Was like, I'd love to put you on and upgrade it because mine was shit. My podcast was real, just shit.
But you had listeners, right?
I had listeners, but in the last,
it could be better.
What's happened in the last? I started doing it more consistently. When you do it consistently, is really what helps a podcast.
I try to do one every week.
Yeah, you got to do one at least once a week, and then it started getting popular. Like I started getting in the top 100 of the iTunes.
Yeah, then they can see you and then get more people.
Yeah, I was, and then he came along and he was like, I'd like to make it better and blah, blah. So I was like, fuck it, do it. Let's do it for 6 months. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
And then it's been in the top, it's been in the top 100 for the last 2 months.
That's great.
And it got down to 31. Wow. Which was, you know,
so pretty, you're finding good. People come to find you off just your podcast at shows and stuff?
No, not yet.
Okay.
Not yet, because, you know, I mean, people know me from O&A. People know me from Torgasm.
I remember you from Tough Crowd. That was when I first saw you.
Oh, yeah. That's a long fucking time ago.
Yeah.
Shit. Yeah, it's, you know, there's a few new people from the podcast, but not many. It's mostly people already know me going and listening to it.
Right.
And checking this out. But, yeah, dude, so that's good. I mean, you're doing the Nasty Show up here.
Yeah.
And then you go and you're doing your other show in Montreal.
Yeah, the Storyteller Show. So you're going to do it.
I'll fucking do it. Yeah, I'd love to do it.
Okay, I'll just put you on one.
And
I'll tell Robbie.
No, I'm glad, dude. I'm glad we got to hang out and do this, and I'm glad.
Yeah, I've never really talked to you alone.
No.
Weird.
No, we've always been with somebody else. It's so funny how high you are. Your mouth is so dry.
It's getting high. Those edibles get you higher and higher. Yeah, give me some goddamn water. I don't care. I'll drink out of what you drink. I'm fucking drinking a sip at a time. You're watching me. I'm getting two drops. I'm just trying to split it up so I can have some more for later. I'm just watching heartlessly.
You keep licking your teeth.
There's no moisture in there at all. It feels like you're getting raped a vagina. It's just,
Dude, you've been...
That water's so good.
I just noticed. Dude, you actually have color in your skin now. You're fucking dying.
God, I need that. You just need a sip here and there.
Ah, shit. So...
those edibles keep kicking in later.
That's funny.
I take those during the fights.
Yeah,
like right before the fights.
So you're high during the fight.
Most of those fights. If I say hi to you, I'm pretty gone.
Really?
Yeah.
Does it make it better or do you flip out?
It's like I've been to enough. I took acid at one. Me and Diaz took acid. That was really fun.
Fun.
It was great. It made all the lights and colors when they played fucking Sabbath over the loudspeakers. It was like, oh my God, this is a cool song. It made everything awesome. John Jones, they gave him that title fight. They were like, we're going to give you know, Rashad Evans had to pull out. We're giving him, he hit his knees. And I was like, oh my God, he's getting what he wanted. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And then Anderson Silva kicked that guy in the face. And I just remember going, ah, for like 2 minutes, just screaming. Those are really fun. I had a scavenger hunt for edibles last time.
What is that?
I went ahead of time. I went the day before.
Right.
And I walked around. I taped some breast strips up in like underneath a sink.
Right.
Behind a thing. And then I just had a scavenger hunt on Twitter.
And people went and found them?
Yeah. I put out clues.
Did they find all of them?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I put out two ahead of time. I said starting at 2:30 sharp. First fight at 3:15, so you have plenty of time.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. People got into it.
That's fucking hilarious. That's what I love about Twitter.
Yeah, you can just do shit.
Just do crazy, stupid shit like that.
And everyone just joined in. Yeah.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it was great. people took pictures. They were happy. And they like had the strips. Two doses per person.
That's funny, dude.
Thank you for this water.
God. Yeah, you're right, man. Well, dude, this has been good, bro. You make me, I'm not going to get high, but you've made me actually fucking miss it. I miss having dry mouth.
It's great.
Yeah.
It was edible. I can't find it. I fly with them.
Don't say that. I don't want people to fucking...
No, I fly in my system.
Oh.
You know, I put them, I get them in like right when I'm parking the car at the shuttle place.
Yeah.
Me and Nick Thune did it on the way back from Montreal last year, and we could not punch it. We did it too early, and we couldn't even punch in the numbers of, like, what's your city? We were just watching it. Some girl that worked at Variety had to help us.
Just fucking like, stoned?
Yeah, we're just like, wait. Just having no clue. Like,
I like Thune.
Yeah, he's great.
This is why I like Thune. Is probably one of the best-looking comedians on the planet, but he refuses to fucking be that.
Yeah.
He just
sort of a regular dude.
Just fucking, yeah, he's a nice guy, regular dude.
Married to his, like, long-term girlfriend.
Yeah, and he fucking has a beard.
I'm not going to shave this week.
Yeah, he just looks like shit. Just shows up. He even when he tries to look like shit, he's still a good-looking guy.
Yeah, it works for him.
Yeah.
Nick Thune is one of those guys where it's like, after you watch his comedy, like, I probably won't get along with you. Even though it's funny, it's just like the style that it's like written.
Yeah.
And then you see him, you're like, oh, you're way different off stage. Yeah. You're totally cool. You have anger inside you.
Yeah. I met him at Aspen, dude.
Really? A long time ago?
I was on the same show as him, and I remember just looking at him. He's going up, and I remember that's when he blew up. Like
right after that.
Yeah, festivals for me, I don't know what it is. I've never gotten a, oh, my God, Bob Kelly. My shit always happens, like, in the background, and then, he's going to be on this, or, yeah, you got this, and no one's ever given me shit.
Yeah.
I've never been touched.
Yeah, where it's like, boom, you're just getting this thing.
Yeah, like, Dane's been touched. Rogan's been touched.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah, they redo Fear Factor. He's getting a new bunch of cash for 8 episodes.
Wait a minute.
He's like, yeah, I'll do it.
What are you talking about?
They're doing Fear Factor again.
When?
They're starting at the end of July.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, they were talking to him, like, would you do it if we do it again? He was, like, going back and forth, like, I don't know, maybe. Should we do it again? It was all the same producers, and he was like, fuck it. I'm getting paid. Let's do it.
So just 8 episodes.
I think, to start with.
If I had sound effects on this podcast, I'd go, do-do-do-do-do, breaking news. So he's doing 8 episodes of, is it going to be, forever again? Like, for 7 years?
I don't know. No, we'll see. Because when it stopped airing last time, it was because nobody was watching it.
Yeah, but a show like that can definitely come back.
I guess so.
Because, I mean, it's...
It'll be a hit right away, then see if people get bored again. Because there's only so many, like, stunts you can do.
Yeah, but I'm sure they've, in the last... How long has it been off? 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's some guy sitting around writing fucking new shit.
He still gets people, like, at airports and stuff going like, you gonna do that again? Any more of those? Hicks. Rednecks who love it.
Yeah, middle America, man. You get middle America to fucking buy into your shit, you're a millionaire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking good. Well, there he goes again. Another fucking show.
Yeah, touch. Just here. Just, not like you have to audition. We're just here. Here's more.
Yeah, me and you were doing a podcast in Ottawa.
I came to this festival last year. I really liked it.
I love the show.
I saw Arcade Fire.
I love it here. This has been a blast.
Are you watching any of the bands?
Yeah, I watched fucking Soundgarden. I watched The Roots. I want to see Justin Nezuko.
Who's that?
He's a singer-songwriter, just him and a guitar.
Tomorrow?
He's playing Sunday. I can't see him.
Oh, you're not going to stay that long.
He's fucking great.
Jason Nezuko? I'll go see him.
Justin Nezuko.
Okay.
Yeah, go see him. He's fucking incredible. Okay. I was on a plane. No, I think I was going to fucking Iraq.
Yeah.
And I was on Lufthansa. And they, when they have those specially made shows for the airline, I just saw this kid with a guitar sitting down by himself, and he was just jamming all his own fucking songs, and it was just him, nobody else.
Wrote his name down?
And I wrote his name down. I got all his shit. I love his album, love his songs. But his brother, and they're from Canada, he's a singer-songwriter, real bluesy, scratchy voice. His brother is a singer, but he's R&B, like almost like a, white black guy. You know, he has like the chain and no shirt with a leather jacket, a white leather jacket and white leather pants.
Never look normal.
Yeah, they're complete fucking opposites.
It's like, what happened to you? How did you start dressing like that?
One of them's going to make it.
Yeah.
And one's not. And that's what's going to suck.
Yeah, because the other one's going to be like, wait, where are you related to him? I understand.
Yeah, somebody's going to go, I fucked up. I should have picked up. I should have just been a guitar guy. Oh, the other one's going to be like, I should have got a...
Should have put on big leather pants.
And a hat. Yeah.
Sort of Kangol, new backwards hat.
Yeah, so you should definitely check him out. I love this. This festival's been... You know why I like it? No industry.
No.
You do your show, and you're done.
I did mushrooms here last year. I got some in Toronto and took them over here. And I did them and watched Santana.
That's so funny.
And then walked around the city
your
all
life,
night long.
your life would have been fucking totally different.
If I stayed in, if I got that job in Maryland.
If you believed in God.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't do that. If you wouldn't take mushrooms.
Do you believe in anything?
Here's what I believe now. I think it's ridiculous to say the agnosticism. I think that's sort of a cheap cop-out. And there's nothing else in my life that I will take by just saying, but maybe it's true. Like, with no proof whatsoever. The only proof going, but you never know.
Right.
And I realize that's what I've been doing with God. Right. So it's like, no, there's no God. There's definitely no God.
But you have to believe in something.
I mean, the atmosphere and the earth. I mean, I don't know. What do you mean? I believe things exist. Provable things exist.
I believe that what you create in your own brain.
Yeah.
What you think and how you believe, I think, has a direct result in your life. You know, like if I'm a negative, grumpy, fucking hate everybody, pessimist, fuck them, fuck this. That's what's gonna
more.
I think that will attract negative and positive.
I heard this story on NPR about what did I say NPR? It just seems smart. That's the only reason I even mentioned the fucking radio station. Retarded.
NPR is one of my favorite apps on my iPad. Yeah. I listen to it all the time.
That's great stuff. But did you hear this thing where it's they were talking about how people that write negative comments on YouTube? That behavior spills into their real life. They become more negative.
Right.
People that write positive comments, that bleeds into their real life too, because it's active behavior. It's writing, fuck you, faggot, get AIDS and die. Like, you keep writing that. That's how you keep thinking.
Right.
And then you meet a real person, and you have the time, you're just like, you're just a little more likely to blow them off because of all those negative things you're writing.
Yeah, I believe that.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. I years ago, especially when I lived in LA years ago, 10 years ago, I was real negative, real fuck you and fuck this and fuck that. And that's all that came to me.
Yeah, I used to do that too.
All that came to me. And then I started to not hate people and not, you know, I don't really hate anybody anymore.
Yeah.
I don't really fucking.
I used to be mad at other comics who weren't doing exactly the comedy that I wanted them to do.
Yeah, I used to be the same way.
But it's like, even if they're brand new, it's like, maybe this is one cool joke I can laugh at.
Yeah.
Who cares if the other 20 are bad?
Yeah.
So it's fine. It's bad. It doesn't hurt me.
Yeah, I don't.
I used to really think the opposite.
Yeah, I used to get into that shit too. And if I was always in that state of mind.
Just worrying about other people.
Yeah, and I think that keeps shit away from you. It's
so
weird.
So you have to put blame on yourself. Like, that guy sucks. That guy's terrible. And it's like, just look at yourself. You're probably not very good.
Yeah, it's all about internalizing it. Like, I talk to Colin Quinn all the time about shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, your management, my fucking management, or my agent. He's like, dude, just go to work.
Yeah.
He goes, go write. Because you can, nobody's stopping you from writing. Nobody's stopping you from working.
Yeah.
Go work. And if you hand in a fucking really good script to your manager or your agent and they don't do it, they suck.
Yeah.
And then get a new one.
At least make it, put it on them. At least write something. Don't say, well, they're not going to do anything with it.
Right. Right, right.
Give it to them.
Yeah.
Let them not do anything with it.
Yeah, I'm not, and I had to accept the fact that, you know, I have to work.
Yeah.
It's just work.
Yeah, you're not getting touched, but guess what? You get to be a comic.
You get
to do sort of cool shit.
Yeah. Sit in fucking Ottawa, get paid good money, tell dick jokes, and then
really
go watch.
Really good money to take care of you. Yeah. All the Just for Laughs stuff, they take care of you. They make you feel like a real performer.
Yeah, it's funny, too. It's like certain people hate Just for Laughs.
I don't get it. I get that they never took me for new faces. I was always mad at them for that.
Right.
But once I finally went to a Nasty show, it was like, oh, they're just cool.
Yeah.
They're the face of people's, like, rejection.
Yeah.
But they also, like, I don't know, they put together great shows.
They take care of you.
Yeah.
And
they make
nice
sure you're
shit.
Picked up and you're fed and everything. The green rooms are great.
Yeah. Yeah. I did the tour last year. The Just for Laughs tour from one side of Canada to the other.
How long?
It was 30 days.
Straight away.
Straight. Show after show after show.
Wow.
Every province in Canada.
Summer or winter?
It was December.
Oh, I would not want to be here in the summer.
It wasn't that cold, though.
Okay.
We never really hit any snow. We didn't hit any bad weather. It was actually all right out.
Okay.
But we stopped. We went from St. John's all the way to Vancouver and everywhere in between. And I was kind of dreading it. I was like, am I going to... I had a fucking blast.
Canadian crowds are great.
Canadian crowds are fucking the best.
They're women
the
are a little cooler
best.
About sex.
They're
a little more chilled out. Like, we'll just do it. It's okay.
Yeah. I got the best hooker ever in fucking Canada a long time ago.
Which city?
She did a slide. She called it sliding.
What is that?
It's where they just get naked and they give you a massage.
Yeah.
They're both naked and they just slide all... You just slide and roll and slide and...
All over you?
All over you, and they graze your shit. And it's like an hour and a half of just dick teasing, and then you just fucking, they crank you out. And it's like, oh my God.
I don't think I've ever gone to a massage parlor like that.
Well, this was in the hotel room.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, sliding.
That's great.
It's very rare to find. You got to kind of, you know, Craigslist is gone, so it's kind of hard. But, yeah, it's called sliding. If you ever see sliding on one of those dirty websites.
You know, it's legit.
Try it. Yeah, okay. Just try sliding.
How much was that?
It's $100. It's cheaper
it's
than
not
anything.
That much.
Yeah, because you're not fucking them.
Yeah.
And they think it's kind of artsy. You know, they're really not being whores.
But you're going to blast a load.
You're definitely blasting a load. She had hairy armpits, too.
I thought Joe DeRosa joke where he's like, all his friends are like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to come in your pants? Goes, yes. I'm going to wait till they dance on me, and then I'm going to come in my pants.
With the strip clubs?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't do strip clubs. My dick isn't...
It's casual nudity. It's weird. It's too many dudes around. It's just like...
Yeah, I'm too creepy for strip clubs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'd rather go to a whorehouse. I'd rather just go do some fucking deviant shit. I can't... The strip club, I get my sex shit is too, like, I just want to grab my dick.
Yeah.
You need to touch my cock.
Whenever they're like, well, we can go in here and have more fun. I was like, what did I get with that? Like, right. What does that entail?
Yeah.
Let's just fuck.
Yeah.
Let's do something really.
Yeah. Say, I'll save the nickel and diming you $200.
Yeah.
And I'll just give a chick 150, save myself 50.
Just blow me.
And have her fucking jerk me off.
Yeah.
Or fucking slide on me.
Slide.
Yeah.
I've got to look into that. I've never heard of it.
Right, we got to check it out. So check it out, man. This has been fucking great. This is the nice. Longest podcast I ever did.
Really?
It's an hour and 37 minutes.
It's because you're high with me.
I might.
maybe it's secondhand. I don't know.
I might have to fucking break this up into two. It's like, this is the point of the podcast where it's like, do we just keep talking for another 20?
If you have a part B, though, it has to be like, wait till part two. But there's nothing we uncovered. It wasn't like you were trying to break me down for an hour and you're just getting to it now.
No, it's been
you're
random
breaking the
shit.
Wall. Yeah.
There's no reveal. There's no arc to this story. It was a bunch of little hills.
Yeah.
And we just kept going up and down. But fuck it. An hour and 30.
It's a good podcast.
30.
People listen to it at work or when they're trucking.
Yeah, fuck it. Now they'll be like, dude, you should do an hour and 37 every minute.
Oh, yeah. How long do you usually go? What do you normally go?
I usually do 45 to an hour.
That's what I thought. That's my ideal, 45 to an hour.
Yeah.
Rogan just does 2.5 all the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have trouble limiting it to that long, hour.
I could do it for hours, but the thing is, too, is when I download it, it takes fucking 3 days to do that.
Yeah.
But here's it.
When I see a one that's an hour 47 and one that's 47, I'm going straight to the 47 one.
Yeah, I try to keep it 45 to an hour. But Rogan, too, can talk for...
Mm-hmm.
He's got that brand. So I can't even look. If he puts links on the fucking internet, I can't click on him.
Why?
Because it's going to be something about the universe.
Yeah, some new animal or insect that's attacking
And my
people.
World's going to change. And again, I worry. I don't give a fuck.
Me too. I always like, he's the alarmist, and I'm always like, dude, I don't even fucking care. Because how can you not care? I'm like, it doesn't matter. Me caring won't affect whether the killer bees are going to come north. I can't do anything. And I keep hearing about SARS and all this shit that's going to kill me, and I'm not dead.
Yeah.
I'm totally fine. I don't care who's going to be the president. I don't care.
Yeah.
Coca-Cola costs a dollar. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. I don't give a fuck either.
Yeah.
I could give a fuck about anything. I could care about any of that shit.
Don't you want your roads paved? Yeah, yeah. I hope they keep doing that. I'm sure they will.
And the banks.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I put my money in a bank.
Yeah.
Dude, you shouldn't get a mortgage. I own an apartment in New York. I don't care.
Uh-huh.
I was paying rent. Well, you're throwing money away. It's going to the bank. Yeah,
I was going to be thrown away anyway.
The interest. I'm going to die.
Yeah.
I live in Manhattan. I live two blocks from Times Square. I shouldn't be alive. I'm a piece of shit.
Yeah, but I'm like, how am I still surviving? How do I have money? It doesn't make sense that I do. I haven't put in any work.
Yeah.
You ever look at how little writing you put in?
Yeah.
And just like, ugh. It's like embarrassing.
I told you, dude. I've written more in the last year than I've written in my whole career.
Why? Just get the spark?
Well, just no, because I got the fucking script and the book and the...
Yeah.
I just had to do it.
And you get into a habit. You can start doing it, right?
Well, now I can do it. I can do... When I first started writing scripts, months and days. And now you can, you know, it's when me and Billy and Joe write together, it's like, dude, Bob, you have this scene, that scene, and this scene. I have this scene.
It's all right, oiled.
Tomorrow. And then I'll write my scenes. Yeah. It's still hard to sit down. It's that first couple sentences.
If it's like anything, you're better at it than when you do it.
Yeah, absolutely. I can write great dialogue. I can write really funny dialogue. So that's easy. But the book thing was the worst thing I've ever done in my life.
That's
writing word after word after word after word, just words. It's literally you're looking down and you need. I need to write 2,000 words today.
I can't even. You ever have a TV show say you write your bit down so we can look at it?
I got to do that with Montreal, the Just for Laughs.
Oh, they're taping this at?
Yeah, I'm doing a relationship show.
But
I
it's
have
like,
to do that.
Right, I'm like, just don't put me on. I just like, I dread it. I dread having to type something out.
Yeah.
It's rote material.
Yeah.
It's just
It's awful. I was supposed to do it 2 weeks ago.
And you haven't done it yet?
No, I taped it tonight, and I think I might just cut up the audio and send him the audio clip.
So here, I hope that's good enough. Just listen to it.
Yeah. Fuck it, you don't have to read it. And if they're like, well, we need it written, I might use that Dragon app.
I try to do it that way. Oh, okay. That might work.
I might
just
use
speak slowly.
Yeah, just speak slowly and
get it close enough and then just go over it.
And just, yeah, and that's it. Because I hate it. The fact that we have to write that shit down, it's like, just tell me what not to do.
Yeah.
And I won't do that. I'll look at it and go, trust me as a comic.
Yeah.
In the business for fucking 19 years, that if you say, don't say this, don't say that, I can handle that for fucking 8 minutes.
Yeah, as opposed to like rewrite it completely. Like, yeah, relax.
Yeah, it's
I'll
just somebody validating their job, dude.
I guess so.
That's all it is some guy has a job. We need to send you. You need to, and then
make
he looks.
Sure.
At,
he does whatever.
Yeah, it's like doing TV spots. That's the worst too.
I had a lady tell me that I had a reference of Chicago. Like when guys listen to music on the like slow music on the radio, it's because they're in love.
Yeah.
And they were all like, "No, I'm not in love. It's just I love Chicago." That was like, and this girl was like, "It's like a Latino crowd here. Try to do something else, like easy listening. Like that's a better word to use." And I was like, "And like I perform in front of Latino crowds. Can I just do it the way I've been doing it? And then just trust me to do it my way."
Yeah.
She's like, "No, no, you got to switch it." And I hated it. I switched it. It just didn't work.
Yeah.
I'm like, just do what I do. Like, I just fucking hate that.
It's the worst.
Getting
the
a word note. And you're like, yeah, it'll be fine.
Yeah, it's fucking, it's...
I get when they're like, we can't use McDonald's, they're a sponsor. I get that. But when they think something will go better.
Well, that's why I love cable, too. That's why I love FX. Because they let you say whatever the fuck you want.
You're good on that Louis show, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man.
I've seen it on the couple times you did it.
Oh, thanks, man.
It was like you were cool. You were good on it. Yeah, anyway.
That show's a perfect example. They say whatever they want.
Uh-huh.
Just not, you can't say it all together. You know, but like Comedy Central, it's like you're a comedy network. And it's, I remember we did Tough Crowd.
Yeah.
Patrice was talking about, remember the sniper, the DC sniper?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he had this thing where he was like, you know, a white guy, it's a white guy, it's a serial killer white guy. And yeah. And then he goes, the joke is, he was like, man, it was just a nigger in a Buick.
And they wouldn't let him say it.
They wouldn't let him say what? What don't you think they would have let him say?
Nigger.
Buick. They wouldn't let him say Buick.
Because it's a sponsor?
Yeah, they could say nigger.
What?
They bleep Buick.
What? Did they really?
Yeah, they bleep Buick.
Why?
Because he could see. He went nigger Buick. They went nigger beep.
Everyone was so misled. They're like, what is he? What do they beep out? Faggot? Was it nigger was allowed and faggot was it? Like, what word could they have beeped out if they left nigger in?
Yeah,
no one would have guessed Buick.
It's so. I mean, the Comedy Central's getting a little better. They're playing shit uncensored.
That Secret Stash stuff is cool.
Fucking finally, they're doing that. Like Pryor was on last week.
Really?
Live in concert, the fucking best concert ever.
It's like these are legendary comics and really artistic performers, and they're not allowed to show them because of some. You're worried about the sponsors not being able to.
Yeah, now they do.
Like these are the classic works.
Yeah.
A Kinison special. That's one of the classic works of comedy.
Yeah. The Pryor one, live in concert.
I gotta watch more Pryor. I haven't really watched enough of him.
The one with him is the one with him with a red shirt on. It's a college auditorium. And people are walking in as he's starting.
Really?
Yeah. They're walking in. It's fucking brilliant. It's just the best stand up special I've ever seen.
Huh. Which one is that? Live in Sunset Strip?
Live in Concert.
Live in Concert.
Not Live in Sunset Strip is good, but Live in Concert's the... It's you forget that you literally just listening to this guy laughing like, oh my God, this guy goes from bit to bit.
Huh.
And it's so funny and so fucking performance driven. He's fucking at his best.
At the top of his game.
It was best one ever. The best one ever. I mean, the other one was, I forget what it was, Up in Smoke or something, like Still Smoking or something.
Yeah.
His first one ever, which was done at the Improv in New York. The original Improv,
yeah.
when he came back from quitting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know he was a clean comic. Yeah, you should read the book Prior Convictions. It says
he was a clean comic.
Yeah, he was as clean as Bill Cosby.
Wow.
He emulated Bill Cosby, and you know his mother was a whore. He grew up in a whorehouse. His father was a pimp. He was raped when he was 12. You know, by a man. Got forced to suck some guy's cock, and he had all these fucked up issues, and he was doing drugs and all this fuck. But he's going on stage being this clean guy, and I forget what he's
so not him.
Yeah, he was on stage, and the guy coming off, I forget who it was in the book. Well, there's Dean Martin or some guy like that.
Yeah,
was like, hey kid, you remind me of that Cosby guy. Keep it up. He was on the verge of being a star.
Yeah,
he was making good money, and he quit it all. Quit comedy, went and lived in Watts with Red Fox, and started talking about, you know, being black. Started talking about fucking. Talking about
life experience.
Yeah. So if you watch his first special, he's talking about
it's clean stuff. It's his first special.
It's bad. He doesn't do. It's okay. He does okay. Small crowd, improv. He talks about sucking dick. He's like, he's talking about the time he hooked up with a she-male.
Wow.
And he didn't know, but then he was like, ah, fuck it. He's like, yeah, man, you get addicted to it. I need a dick. You got to be careful when you suck a dick, because you get addicted to sucking dick. It's never been done before.
No.
He did it, you know, and he talked about all that crazy shit. But then he, you know, evolved into what the fuck he was. Prior Convictions, fucking great book. Really good book. You learned a lot about Pryor.
I'm not a reader.
Yeah, I'm not a reader either. But I read shit like that, and it's a good read. Quick read. There's only certain books that there's that book. That I fucking flew through.
Yeah.
And then there's a book called Average American Male.
Who's that?
I forget his name. It's the best book I ever read. If you're a man, it's just a guy who fucking with this chick. She's a cunt. It's just he meets another chick. He fucks her. This other chick. It's just this. It's a guy. It's the inside of a guy's brain.
Yeah.
And this guy is brilliant.
It's a novel.
Yeah. It's called The Average American Male. It's one of the best books I ever read.
Huh.
If you're a guy and you like pussy and you like fucking, you've just a guy.
Yeah.
You want to read? This is the book you got to read. You'll fly through it. Average American Male, dude. It's fucking easy. If I can read it, you can fucking read it.
Right.
You went to college. You know where a comma goes.
An English major.
You were an English major?
Yeah.
No shit.
So you were like 8 to 12 books per semester.
And you don't like to read?
I just stopped. I read The Road. That was the last book I read. And before that was like 10 years.
It's so fucking weird what you evolved
into. Yeah, completely the opposite. I loved reading and analyzing novels. I loved it. All my English classes, I got A's just because I liked doing it. The other classes, I didn't do well.
And it just...
Yeah, I don't do any of it anymore.
Do you think it's because of the fucking drugs and shit?
No. The stop reading started way before the drugs. When I moved out here, I used to not do pot at all because my roommate was a big pothead, and he moved out here to be a screenwriter.
Right.
And he never did it. He never did it. And he would always say he was like a writer. And I was like, well, how do you get off saying that? Like, you don't write anything. And I was like, let's say best case scenario. Let's say you jump in a cab and from the other side, Steven Spielberg jumps in. Like, you both get it at the same time. I'm like, oh, where are you going? All right, same place. We'll head uptown together. Like, in a miracle scenario. And he's like, what do you do? And he's like, you'll be like, oh, I'm a writer. He's like, oh, cool. You got anything to show me? And you won't have anything to show him. Like, that's the best case scenario that could happen. And you'll have no way to capitalize on it. And I would see him smoke pot every day. And I was like, I ain't doing that. And every time I'd be too like tired to go do an open mic, he'd come home and light up his bowl. I'd be like, fuck it, drive, move, go to an open mic, don't do it.
Really?
He would like drive me to get better. I stayed away from drugs completely. But I wasn't reading. So it wasn't that.
So
later I started smoking pot.
And how long have you been smoking pot?
Solidly for the last like 3 years.
And now you're just a pothead.
Yeah, straight pothead.
You
addict.
Have a license?
Uh-huh. Yeah. A lot of people say it's not addictive. I don't believe that anymore. I'm an addict.
You're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day. If I don't get high, if there's a day that I don't get high, you'll hear about it.
Why, you get angry?
No, it's just like, it's so noteworthy that I tell everyone.
You're just not high.
Yeah, like, I didn't get high all day yesterday. Like I'm bragging or something. If it's 6 p.m. and I haven't gotten high, I'll already let you know.
Are you still high right now?
Yeah, this edible just won't quit. It's a fucking good one. If you're in Hollywood, it's the next door Rock and Roll Ralph's, as the Russians, I call it. It's a nice green cross on Poinsettia and Sunset. And the fucking peanut butter brownie. It's sativa. They say half. You don't trust them? Trust them. Half. That's coming from me.
So funny, because tomorrow I'm going to wake up. I'm totally clean.
Yeah.
And we just did a fucking 2-hour podcast. You're going to wake up tomorrow and go, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, I won't remember a lot.
You're not going to remember any of this. That's funny.
It's way easier to chill out like that.
So what else do you have going on, dude? What else?
I got my podcast, stand up, my storyteller show.
What's the name of the podcast?
The Skeptic Tank.
And then, and the story.
I just try to do like one subject and tackle like one subject with someone who knows something about it.
Really?
Yeah. So like, I like Ren Azizi was like about long term relationships,
right?
Because he's been in one for so long. It's just like honest questions, like what's that like?
Right.
My friend, well, he doesn't want me to say, but did one. He just does prostitutes now. Doesn't fuck regular chicks. So he just broke down like massage parlors, where you go, and how he got to that place.
Right.
You know, what's that like, and does he worry about what people think about him? It's sort of just tackle one subject until it's done and, you know, and covered, and then we're done. It's fun.
The massage parlors are, I think, should be
legal.
I think they should be legal, and I think that in marriages,
that should be allowed.
I don't think it should be allowed. I think it should be tolerated.
Right.
Almost like
it's almost like jerking off.
Yeah, it's like
some girls like, why? They don't like when their boyfriend does that, but it's like, why?
Yeah, it's a place you go. There's no intimacy. There's nothing. These women don't give a shit about you. They're nice to you. They give you a massage, a legitimate 45-minute massage. They wash you.
That's what I always said. Get the massage first, then go for the jerk off.
And then they'll, yeah, and then at the end, they fucking,
it's
just
like, what does it matter? Just stress relief?
Yeah.
You, anything.
And you walk out and you don't really feel like fucking guilty.
No, you're just a new man. You're just like, well, my rocks off.
You got a massage and you got fucking busted a nut is basically what you did.
Yeah.
And I don't want to take this fucking old Asian lady to a movie. I don't want her to come over.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fuck her. I don't want to
know
her
name.
Yeah.
I don't care. Like, you don't care at all.
Yeah.
I had my first girlfriend said, I was surprised me. She was like, yeah, that wouldn't be cheating.
Really?
It sort of shocked me because she was so like prudish and Christian.
Yeah, my wife would never do that.
But it's like, man, what does it matter? To me, it's a way bigger betrayal when I start like hanging out with some other girl and like laughing at all their jokes.
Yeah. And listening to their hopes and dreams and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Women have it. They have emotional and physical in the same fucking realm.
Yeah.
It's like
they
gay
can't
guys
just get laid.
Gay guys. I talk to so many gay guys, and it's not emotional is emotional, physical is physical. They'll go to a steam room and fucking jerk a dude off or get sucked off in a steam room and go back to their boyfriend.
Yeah.
And if they find out, it's okay. Just as long as it wasn't emotional, as long as you're not dating the guy, you didn't get his number, and you're not fucking.
My friend, my gay friend, his boyfriend just told him, just don't give me AIDS. Like, that was his ultimatum. He knows how crazy it gets. And he was like, please just don't.
I think my wife has the same concept.
Just don't give me AIDS.
Just don't give me AIDS. It'd be such a great t-shirt.
just don't give me AIDS.
Well, it's fucked up too, though, because if I meet a chick on the road,
yeah,
you know, or, you know, if she has warts or some fucked up shit,
yeah,
the more the every day that goes by that you're married, you know, it's locked what? In.
Yeah, you're gonna, yeah, like, yeah. You clearly cheated if you get warts. I got warts.
Yeah, you
got warts once. Yeah.
Yeah, I got them too.
Yeah, it's it was like worst. I thought it was the end of my life, and then it was like they go away. You treat them and they go away.
Yeah, do you have to get them burnt off, or you got them frozen?
I got them burnt off. Frozen.
You got them frozen?
Yeah.
I went in the first time I got them.
How do they burn them? What do they burn them with?
They the second time I went in, they burn them with acid.
Oh yeah, the acid stuff. No, yeah. The dry ice. Oh, that's different. Yeah, I said, okay.
There's two different ones. You get them frozen off.
Yeah.
Where they take you in and they rub your dick down with a blue substance. And then they put a black light over your dick. And it shows where all the warts are.
How long ago was this?
That was years ago. This was when I was 19. My girlfriend at the time, the one that cheated on me,
yeah,
she got warts from her fucking guy.
Yeah.
And she gave them to me.
Yeah.
And I went in and they take my dick and the nurse, which was kind of hot, put on a glove, kind of jerked me off a little bit.
Oh, nice.
And with this blue, you know, fucking cream. And then turn a black light on, and they showed up little dots.
And then they burn from there.
And then they froze them. They froze them on that one. I went 4 years ago. I went in and I got my dick checked out before I was getting married. I wanted to make sure my dick was right, and I had a wart on my dick.
Really?
And it was all really uncomfortable. It was in New York, and I sat down in a chair. They gave me a piece of paper to put over my dick. And then they came in and he was like, grab your dick and stretch it out for me.
Yeah.
So I had to grab my own dick and like hold it. And
hold out the flab.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fucking, I just felt humiliated. And yeah. Then he just grabbed, so he had an assistant in there, this little fat Mexican girl.
Yeah.
Couldn't have been more than 22. And God forbid she saw me on Comedy Central or something. And now,
yeah.
You know, now I'm sitting there holding my own pud. And she's got to hand him the thing, and he burnt it off. And it was
humiliating.
Yeah. It's fucking, warts are the worst. Warts are the fuck. It's just,
to me, it's like a warning. It's like a, seriously, this could be a lot worse, bro.
It's like poison ivy.
Yeah.
For the dick.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, wear long pants. If you're gonna go camping, wear long pants. don't walk in the woods in the spring with shorts on.
Yeah.
Get
it back.
And warts, if you let them go, dude, your dick will turn into like a tree trunk.
They just keep going, I guess.
Just keep getting bigger and bigger. And then your dick looks like a tree stub. And you fucked that.
I had them like kept coming for like a year and a half, and then eventually they just stopped coming back.
Yeah, I'm good. I haven't had any. And then I started working out. I got fucking
staff?
Shiny dick.
What is shiny dick? I like it. What is that? Can I register?
Shiny dick. Shiny dick is
the medical term for
this fucking podcast is fucking going on 2 hours, and it's solely due to your fucking stoneness.
I'm gonna get some pizza. I'm gonna get the fuck out of it.
Shiny dick is, it's a fungus from when you work out. Like I would go and work out,
yeah,
and then I'd go home and I wouldn't shower right away.
Yeah. So well, about that.
It's like it's a fungus that goes on your dick.
Like the sides of your legs? No, okay. What is it? I mean, that's something different.
Go ahead. Ever see a porno where the guy has like a red cock and his helmet's shiny? There's like no fingerprint on the helmet. It's just shiny. You know, like, you know, there's like a thumbprint on your dickhead.
Yeah, there's some bumps and stuff.
No, it looks like, you know, there's like little lines. Like your dick, if you put your dick in ink and rubbed it on a piece of paper,
it would have a fingerprint.
It has a fingerprint. It has a dick print. And it goes away. Your dick becomes like shiny.
From what, fucking too much?
It's just the fungus that grows on your dick. If from sweat and working out.
Yeah.
And your dick will, like, it actually grows. Like, your whole dick, my whole helmet was becoming shiny.
And what do you have to do to get rid of that?
You have to put this, it's like a cream on your dick that keeps it from getting water.
What? But who cares if it is shiny?
It just doesn't look right. It's not your dick anymore. It's like this weird shiny dick. And you know?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It was like just metallic?
Yeah, it was like the Silver Surfer's cock. Right. It was.
It would be like that. It'd be all shiny and like sort of see through.
Yeah, it was. It was just red and shiny. It fucking bugged me, so I had to get this stuff and put it on it, and then a couple weeks later, I think it was like a month later, it was gone.
Yeah, I had that where the side of my balls hit my like thighs.
It was shiny.
The side, it would get like red.
Yeah.
And the doctor one time was like, the dermatologist, when I went for my wart, he goes, what's this? This is like a fungus. So, nah, it's been there for like 6-7 years. He's like, it comes from like not showering. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that a lot. I'll not shower.
All right, you don't shower?
Sometimes after like jujitsu or basketball, I'll just like, nah, fuck it. I'm just going to bed.
Yeah, I did the same thing. Yeah. That's how you get shiny dick.
And he was like, I was like, it's just going to be there forever now. He goes, it doesn't have to be. Rub this fucking ointment on it for like a
same
week.
Same thing.
Yeah, a week. Gone forever.
Yeah.
I lived with that for 6 years.
You had shiny thigh.
Yeah.
You had shiny inner thigh. I had shiny dick.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It will just stay there. Just
slovenly. That was our direct punishment for being slovenly. Not seeking help.
A big word that I'll never use on Twitter unless I fucking Google it.
Sloppy.
Slovenly.
It's a good insulty word.
It's a fucking great word. Slovenly is fucking great. All right, dude. We got to fucking end. This is actually 2 hours and
47. Do you think there's any pizza open right now?
I know, dude, look at me. Of course.
What's open right now?
Do I know this pizza open?
Big man.
I know, dude.
When did that happen?
Well, I lost it.
Yeah.
And then I gained. I've been doing this my whole life.
Up and down?
Up and down. Well, it's my drug of choice. Like you
food,
do.
Yeah.
You know, you smoke weed and, you know, when I used to get high and all that shit, I was always, that was my thing. And then when I got sober, and especially getting into this business, and then getting married too. It was, you know, I can't fuck. When I used to be able to fuck broads,
yeah, you'd have a goal in mind to like lose weight for.
Well, I'd be in shape, but I'd also be out trying to bang,
right? Active,
and,
more active.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking. But now, you know, like the other night, I'm here by myself. I'm in the room. I get a little hungry, and I get some pizza and some chicken fingers, and then I'm
you
just
also,
fucking.
You also eat because you're bored sometimes.
Fucking bored. I eat shitty, being on the road all the time by myself. That's why I love Rogan, because you guys get to hang out. I wish I could afford to fucking bring somebody with me, because I would bring someone with me all the time.
It's the best when somebody on Twitter is like, why don't you bring so-and-so with you? I'm like, I barely got into this club on my own.
Yeah.
This is an off week for them. Like, I don't get to bring anybody.
Yeah, I haven't been touched. Yeah. So, food is my fucking thing.
I'd be lucky
thing.
If they don't have a musical act ahead of me.
Oh, it's the worst. When you get it, and you're like, really?
And you want to be like, look, I don't want to tell anybody not to do their job, but you want to go to the club. Like, why would you think this would go with what I'm doing?
It's fucking, but they kill.
Yeah, they kill.
And they have no concept.
And they'll be like, I blew you off the stage or whatever. I'm sure they'll tell their friends that. And it's like, probably because I hated life.
Yeah.
Watching you go up. I hated existence.
Yeah. And the crowds are fucking
loving it.
Oh, I hate it. When you're out front, you are funnier than shut the fuck up. No, he wasn't. In the realm of things, no. In this business, no, he wasn't. No,
you won't know that until way later.
It's going to take 10 years, and you'll know you're just a hunk of garbage.
How embarrassed
hack.
You are about what you were.
Fucking shit. But all right. Anyways, we're gonna.
You hungry? You
want to
go eat? Or you
yeah, we'll get
stay
some
in?
Food. No, we'll get some food. All right. So we've learned so much.
So much.
This is just a fucking stoners. This is the double podcast. I'm gonna have to put this out on a Monday, and the rest on a Wednesday.
So the rest will come out later.
Yeah. So I'll put this out on Monday. I'm gonna have to find a point where we can cut this, because there's not even like a point where I go look. We'll wrap it up now, and we're going to do the rest. It's just
there wasn't really. There might have been a minute there, like 10 minutes ago.
But. No, because I'm a lonely, chatty Kathy, and you're stoned out of your mind.
It makes life so much better. I watched the open mic at the Comedy Store. I got super high. I tested this type of brownie. I ate the whole thing. I was like, fuck you. Don't tell me to eat half. I got so high. It was like 8 o'clock. I was like, fuck it. And I went in and sat where Mitzi used to sit and just watched the open mic for like 4 hours. Until eventually they put me on. Like, you want to go up? I'm like, oh yeah, all right. And it was terrible.
Yeah, but you have an excuse.
Yeah.
You have an excuse. You ate a brownie and a fucking breath mint.
Everything chills out. You just enjoy.
Yeah, but I'm just lonely.
Oh, yeah, that is very sad, actually.
All right, that's it, man. What's your website again?
Ari the Great or Ari Shaffir.
You have two?
Well, they go to the same spot.
Okay, so you go to your website. You get all your information up there. He's going to be in Montreal doing a storyteller night. He's got a podcast on the Death Squad.
Yeah, and you're doing one of those shows
in
Montreal.
I'm absolutely, yeah. Okay, unless you come down off your high and go, what did I do last night?
No. I want you. I didn't realize you're there. That's cool.
Well, this has been a fucking fun podcast.
Yeah, man.
It's all over the place.
Let's talk again in 5 years.
Yeah, let's do this. No, let's do it again when I'm in L.A., dude.
All right.
Let's do this again.
My my podcast.
Let's do the next one. We'll do you're not high, but you get high. Wait a second.
As we go?
As you go.
We could do that.
So we start out, you're fucking totally clean.
Okay.
And then around 15 minutes in, you take your brownie.
Yeah.
And then around 10 minutes after that, you pop your other thing, and then we see where it goes.
See what happens.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
And then we'll do this every month, but we'll do it with a different drug.
Okay. We'll do some crack. Just randomly like, have you ever done it? No. Should I take a lot or a little? I heard a lot.
Hi, brother. I'll talk to you later, man.
Okay.
Peace. Thanks again for listening to another episode of You Know What Dude podcast on gloryholeradio.com. And make sure to check out all the other shows on the Glory Hole Network. If you're using the Stitcher app, type in the word fart when you register. iTunes users, don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. If you're a real fan of the show and you want to show your support, go to gloryholeradio.com/Robert Kelly and hit the donate button. $10 will get you a shout out on the air. $20 will get you my first CD, Robert Kelly Live, not available in stores. If you have any questions, email me at robertkelly@gloryholeradio.com.